to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. Will Jones here. I've got an interview with Britton Shaw today for you. Endless Foot Drags. The 2009 Memorial Day weekend fly-in will be here soon, and I got a chance to talk to him about it. Sit back, relax. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening.
Britton Shaw, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good to talk to you again. I talked to you earlier about your fly-in. I'm sure some of the guys don't quite know who you are. If you could just kind of give us a little information on yourself, that'd be great.
Oh, you betcha. Sure thing. Britton Shaw here in Fort Smith, Arkansas. We are located right on the Oklahoma-Arkansas line on I-40. You know where that is?
Yeah.
I've been flying powered paragliders out of here for about 5 years now and just having a blast every time I get my feet off the ground.
It is a lovely thing.
We have a sod farm that's located just on the other side of the Oklahoma line in a small community called Arkoma, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And that's where we have our annual fly-in.
This is your fifth annual coming up?
This will be the fifth annual Memorial Day weekend fly-in.
Excellent.
And somewhere along the way, I can't remember what year it picked up the phrase endless foot drag.
Endless foot drag.
Just because of the wide open sod farms that people dream about.
That'd be great. Gosh, I'm sure people love doing that.
Oh, yeah. Have a great time. And every once in a while, after a good little rain, you know, the little ditches will fill up with water, and you can actually get some ski time, too.
Very cool. I had talked to you earlier, and you said that there was going to be some changes this year. And I know previous years you were able to get ratings and all of that stuff, and you were telling me that it actually was going to change up on, or it's going to be a little bit different this year.
In years past, it's always been a very informal type fly-in.
Yeah.
Folks come and, you know, just kind of hang out, really no big agendas. And I guess as each year has gone along, we've added a little this, a little that. And fairly consistent now is we've usually had some type of a USPPA type offering. We started out with instructor courses, and then that progressed to rating courses. And now then, what we're going to do this year is we are going to make it mandatory for participation to be a USPPA member and to fly, you've got to have your PPG-2 rating.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's not all doom and gloom. Participants will have the opportunity to come and participate to fly-in as long as they are eligible for a PPG-1 or PPG-2 by enrolling in one of those courses.
One of those courses, okay. All right.
So we'll have a PPG-1, PPG-2, PPG-3 course going along. And there is, I'll forget this if I don't tell you now, but there will be another instructor course going on. There are four open slots. I believe that two of them are already spoken for.
All right.
So anybody out there that's interested in getting USPPA instructor certified, contact Chuck DeSantis.
Chuck DeSantis.
Down in Sarasota, Florida.
Okay. You said that to be qualified or whatever like that, what would be the qualifications as far as they have to have so many flights to go ahead and enroll in, like getting a PPG-1 or PPG-2? Is there a certain amount of...
That is correct.
Okay.
And, you know, there are there are so many different qualifications for each. Just in a nutshell, the best thing to do is go out to USPPA.org, and you can go into the training section. You can take a look at all those, all that information there. Now, you could probably, if you got a USPPA instructor in your area, you could definitely pick up your PPG2 rating before you got there. But like I said, not to fret. You could come and show up. There is a charge on that rating, and what we're going to do is we're going to use that endowment that was set up for the training reimbursement for USPPA, and basically the participants will pay the tuition, and once they graduate with that rating, then they send in some forms to the USPPA, and the USPPA sends them a rebate on their training.
Oh, excellent. That would be really nice. Is it,
I did that for several reasons. First thing is safety.
Absolutely. Yes, I understand.
And for the folks that have attended the fly-in in the past, they know that it's all about landowner relations.
Absolutely. Okay.
And the fly-in has just gotten so large. We were over 100 folks last year.
Wow.
I'm thinking, it really got big. They were tolerant, and, we had some folks that were pretty rusty on their flying skills. So, it just happened to be some times that the owners were coming out there and got a couple head shakes. So we're going to really try to button it up, and I think a few people would be discouraged and won't show up. I hope that they wouldn't be, and that they would go ahead and come on, and we're going to get them hooked up in a rating class.
You know, it's funny because it's actually one of my ideas or thoughts, too, is have something exactly like that, where, because a lot of people, like myself, it's like, okay, I'm not sure exactly where I need to go or what I need to do to get my ratings and stuff like that, but to have a fly-in that is actually going to specifically, be able to get your one and two and your three and even your instructors, if you're up to that point, is absolutely wonderful. That's a great idea. I have no ratings at the moment, but it's like, okay, where do I go and exactly what do I need to do to get, for these ratings? And it's nice to hear that somebody actually has a weekend where you can get one or two, And that's a great idea. I like it. I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, a lot of people will ask, well, why should I get rated? What's the point?
Right.
I can go and fly just about anywhere in the country, and ratings aren't required. But what a rating ensures is that you cover a very broad spectrum of safety information.
Right. Wow.
You might think you know a lot about flying powered paragliders. But until you go through one of these ratings courses, it's just a huge eye-opener. And don't let me make this sound too easy. There is a practical portion of this rating that you're actually going to be – you're going to have to pass some accuracy tests when you're flying.
Right.
And that's
a good idea.
I like a challenge. And it's a lot of fun. And don't get me wrong. I mean, we work with everybody. It's not like you only get one chance to pull this off.
Right.
No, I mean – there will be plenty of time to help everybody along, and you get that many folks together,
right?
And there's so much advanced knowledge there at these fly-ins.
You learn so much. You're right.
You do.
Yes. The couple fly-ins I've been at, it's just unbelievable. The experience that's actually there, and the friendship is unbelievable. I mean, just they want to help you.
Oh, yeah, the camaraderie in this sport
right.
is just phenomenal. I've traveled all over the U.S. and have met and stayed with many a paramotor pilots, and it's great.
Absolutely. I think that's why I'm getting more and more in love with it and stuff, Just especially, I want to go to more fly-ins. That's my thing. I want to go to more fly-ins because I do believe you learn a lot more, you see a lot more things, and like you said, you're always learning. I think once you close your mind to learning something, that's when you become dangerous, and everybody has an open mind. I do believe in this sport, at least what I've seen so far and heard and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Now, a lot of people have probably looked on my website. It's www.rvppg.com. Mm-hmm. And right now I don't have it updated with the 2009 information. But maybe I can send you a link to the unofficial site.
Oh, that'd be great. All
yeah,
right. Yeah, because, let's see, I guess actually the dates are, what is it, May, let's see, 22nd through the 25th this year. So
that is correct.
Yeah, so.
You know, another offering, Will, that we have that a lot of people enjoy watching and some participating in is the free flying. Each year now we have been offering a transition course, powered paragliding, over to foot launch off of mountains. And just paragliding.
Wow.
That's a lot of fun. We've got several training hills in the area. And if you haven't tried that, it's something you ought to give a shot at.
Really?
Just to experience it.
It's funny. Being a PPG-er, the thought of no motor is kind of scary. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you know.
I had some serious pucker factor the first time I went off the hill, let me tell you.
I'm telling you what, it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you've got one shot to make it. But, you know, on the training hills, you can make glide into the LZ real easy. But I'll tell you, there is just... Well, for
nothing
everybody
like
that's gone up and turned their motor off and glided down, if you enjoy that, you will absolutely love paragliding.
Well, I have to say, the times that my motor turned off, it was not intentional. You know, so, don't get me wrong, but yeah. Well, I take it back, training. It was intentional. So anyway. All right.
Yeah. Some people don't like the silence. I hear you.
It's funny. It's because it's one of those things. It's not necessarily that I don't. I think it's one of those things. Okay, I was trained with the motor. I got this motor. I'm going to use this motor. That type, you know, mentality. Like, no, I'm not turning it off. So, but I do. I guess in the PPG 1 and 2 and all that mandatory. Turn motor off, spot land, if I remember that right. So getting your ratings or whatever, they do require you to kill your motor and come in for a spot landing. So not scared of it. It's just I'm so reluctant to turn it off, you know. So, but anyway. What about you going to have any cross countries or anything like that? Any cross country?
We just have an abundance of cross countries. The terrain here in Fort Smith, we're actually in a river valley. To the north of us, we have the Ozark Forest. To the south of us, we have the Ouachita National Forest. And the hills, I would say, they're probably similar to Kentucky. We have one of the famous landmarks around here is the nation's tallest hill.
Oh, really?
2,999 feet.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right in our backyard. And just a foot shy of being a mountain, we have the only east-west running ranges in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So it makes it perfect for southerly flow for the paragliders that launch. And so the cross countries that originate out of the sod farm, all that today, you can go up into the hills. You can stay in the river bottoms.
Wow.
You've just got all kinds of avenues.
Oh, wow. That's great. I have one area of where I fly out, and it's like I've flown it to death. That sounds wonderful. It's something new.
Yeah, it's a hoot. And these guys, you're a fresh breeze guy. You know, they've come out with this new huge gas tank.
Yes.
I mean, it has more fuel in it than your bladder will ever be able to withstand being up in the air.
I've been thinking about getting one, yes.
Yeah, there are a couple of guys that snagged those up right before the fly-in last year, and I'm telling you, they were gone for hours.
Oh, wow. I've been kind of biting my, you know, just like, okay, you want one, get it. I'm like, well, since I've hooked my PPG up to a trike, I might definitely get one now. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're gonna have to carry that around on your back. Yeah, these were corn-fed and bred boys. I have to say that.
Okay. No problem at all. That's great. Well, What about vendors? You going to have some vendors this year?
You know, I'm glad you asked about that. You know, I told you it was fairly laid back, flying.
Yeah.
We really do not have any vendors.
Okay.
I don't allow anybody to set up displays. The large part of that is, again, that landowner relations. This is their sod farm is actually their business, so we don't want to put anything out, any signs that say for sale, this or that.
All right.
So what folks do usually do is they produce a one sheet flyer of all this stuff that they've got for sale. They leave it at the registration tent, and they just put their cell phone number on there. Folks can come by, and they can, you know, if someone has a motor rig for sale or whatever, they call them up and say, hey, I'm over here at the blue tent, whatever, and go by and take a look at their equipment.
Now, do they need to, that is a sheet there at the sign-in that they sign up on, or is it something they need to make out? Okay, so they actually...
Yeah, I'll have the details on my website. Now, here's something else about that website I thought of is this year we're going to try to do everything as far as forms and pamphlets and all the guidelines will be on the website. The liability forms, you'll be able to print those off.
And
I just got hit with an outrageous Kinko's bill last year, and some computer guru said, hey, you should just have everybody
print
them
out their own stuff. Yeah. Would you like? My next question is: would you like for them to go ahead and mail that stuff right back to you, or can they hand it to you when they get there, or should they? Should it be like a pre-registration? And I guess I never asked.
I would say
how
if
much.
Someone has a tendency to forget, they should definitely mail it.
Mail it to you,
because you don't want to get here, and there sure won't be any computers once we get out there. So, either put it in a safe place in your vehicle, or. Be sure to mail it in.
Okay. And I never did.
Now, at this, at one of the unofficial website right now actually has a listing of attendees.
Oh, already?
So,
okay.
Yeah, all it's right. already up and out there. If you'd like me to, I can tell you the address of that.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
That address is www.contentdata.info. /2009 fly-in, and that's all one word.
Fly-in.
So that's contentdata .info /2009 flyin.
I-N. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get
and
that
then,
on
of
that
course,
show notes.
Again, my website was rvppg.com, stands for River Valley Powered Paragliding.
Will you have a you'll have a link on there to go to this?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure will.
All right. All right. I guess what I never did, I haven't asked you is what's the cost going to be this year?
Cost is going to be a whopping $30.
$30. Okay. All right. Hey, I've heard more.
It's an event to come and have a good time.
Good time. Yeah.
$30 pretty much pays for T-shirts and porta potties and all
That's
of
not
the
bad
food.
At all.
We did have a food vendor on site.
Oh, you did
last
okay.
year. I take that back. I did say we had that. Not too many people used it, so I'm not going to have them back this year. There are eating establishments within 5 to 10 minutes away.
I guess
it's also close, and the accommodations are the same. And this is all on the website.
Okay.
It's really you have luxury only minutes away. If you're not a camper, you got nice hotels just a few miles down the road.
Major airport, people can come in, fly in the major.
You got
airport.
It, Fort Smith. Almost International Airport. We've got
almost. that was about my cost.
We do. Hey, I do have to tell you that Fort Smith was just rated. Has the cleanest airport restrooms in the nation.
Well, all right. It's there. Hey, you should put that on your website okay?
We got business travelers all the time talking about these plush restrooms that we've got.
You should put that on your website. Cleanest restrooms.
Yeah, we've got American Airlines. We've got Delta. And Pinnacle.
Oh, your majors.
Northwest.
Yeah, basically your majors. So there's no problem getting in, getting out, no problem at all. Well, actually,
yeah,
you said, and
sure.
How, I'm sorry, how far away are the accommodations, did you say again? They're about?
Oh, just a couple miles. A
couple miles, okay.
Oh, yeah, if you look on the sectional, which I'll have a sectional on the website, you'll see that we fly very close to the airport, and that's why it's going to be critical that people check out these. Make sure they check out the aeronautical charts, and
okay.
I always have
right.
to call the Fort Smith Tower and talk to those guys and tell them about our event that we've got going on and get the NOTAMs filed. They know we usually have a huge swarm of paraglider bees flying around. So,
well, there, I'm sure you, there's always a big. You'll have a pilots meeting and everything, and everybody will get to know all this information too. So,
yep,
that's great. Well, that's absolutely great. It sounds good. Now we just wait for warm weather to get here. It'll be all good. So,
yeah, you know, it's so funny on these Memorial Days. It's just like rolling the dice. And you made a comment earlier about you were trying to get last year, and I think it blew hard every day, but we always were able to fly, on one of those days, either early in the morning or late in the evening. And Fort Smith has all kinds of things to do during the day. Just the hills. You can get out, go watch the hang gliders, paragliders.
What about the wife comes
like
along and she wants to go shopping, or you got a casino in the area, something like that?
We've got a casino only about
the wife at home.
Miles.
Keep the wife.
You can see the. Yeah, be sure that you fill up your gas tank, your PPG gas tank, before you go to the casino.
Before you go to the casino, okay.
Yeah, there That's you go. Yeah, you can actually see the casino from the sod farms.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Guys, leave wife at home if you if you're free. If you'd like to go home with money.
We did. I'm trying to think. We probably had. I'll bet we had. 10% of the pilots brought their spouses.
Did they really?
Last year. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't know. You could say, baby, go into some money because I want a new machine. I didn't think about that. Oh.
And we have some folks that have these really fancy motorhomes.
Oh, really? Wow. You have a lot of people that actually...
five-star jobs.
A lot of people actually camp out?
Yes. The majority, I would say at least... 75% of the folks camped out.
Wow. That's I've been
there are no in the past when we were at the original location there were some power hookups, but there are no power hookups where we are, but you could run a generator.
A quiet generator, guys, a quiet generator.
Yeah, thank you.
Please.
That's right. Yeah.
Please.
Don't forget the Honda silencer.
There you go. Exactly.
With the Fresh Breeze silencer attachment.
Yeah.
Oh, and directions are, you'll also be able to find the directions on the website.
Oh,
it can be a little tricky. It's not far off of I-40, but they're just a couple of jogs that you got to make. And
good Google Map
like
type
thing.
Like
I said, it's out in the middle of the boonies there.
Yeah. Google Map, it probably gets you right to it, I'd bet, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm sure, because I remember last year going to look, Google Earth or whatever like that. I think I checked the whole place out, just, you know, around that whole, your whole area right there. I said, oh, well, there's the hotels. It's really not that far at all. So it looks like a very nice place to fly. So very nice place to fly.
Yeah, we'll just keep our fingers crossed. And
weather. Oh.
Hopefully no tornadoes and no gustnados and no torrential downpours.
08, flying in 08 was like, not, to me, it wasn't great because we dealt with so much wind. Maybe it's just me, I don't know, it just seemed like it was so windy in 08, so hopefully we'll have a better.
Well, you guys are probably, over in Kentucky, probably get about the same type of weather here. I mean, it can be anywhere from, there's not even a puff.
Right.
Of just
zero.
Anything.
Yes.
And then the next day it can be gusting to 35 miles an hour.
Gust, exactly. It's all about
we have a lot of humidity
doing.
Here, so yeah. Folks that come in are really, they think, oh, it can't be any more humid than where I've been flying, but when we're talking 90% humidity, it's Yeah, you got to do a lot of tuning on those engines.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, thank you very much. Anything else you'd like to say? I can't think of any other questions off the top of my head. Oh, I'm sorry. So I know we're going to have cross country. Are there going to be any events like games or?
We sure are. What we will do is probably just maybe 2 to 3 weeks before the fly-in, we'll throw some things together and we'll try to put them out on the website. But your accuracy type competitions. We usually have the PPG slalom course set up. So we've got that. We like to run those different slalom courses and somebody's always got some kind of a beach ball type competition going on out there.
Yeah, most of the time it's just sitting in the middle of the LZ. Hey.
And let me tell you again, as far as you can see, you'll look at it on Google Earth, but nice thing is you're not having to worry about any obstructions, and you can just drag that ball or whatever you've got from miles upon miles. Very, very, again, very laid-back flying, not a lot of rules. Just like I said, the biggest thing this year is just going to be that requirement of being a current USBPA member and having a PPG2 rating or higher.
Or higher, okay. And they are able to
get
those.
And for all those that don't have that, they're still welcome to come. They'll just have to sign up for the ratings clinic, and we'll get them fixed up.
Do you suggest pre-registration for those for the clinics? I don't know if I asked you that before. To go ahead and
we're going to encourage everyone, just so we'll know. We've got to have the proper instructor to student ratio, and so in order to do that, we really need folks to go out to, like I said, to that one website. Register their intention. It doesn't obligate them to pay anything. We would just like to get at least a good, accurate head count.
So you'll know, you have a good idea of who's, that makes sense. Well, go ahead and give your websites to us again.
Okay, one more time. That was www.rvppg.com. That's my website. And then the unofficial site that's up right now that you can take a look at is contentdata.info/2009fly-in, all one word.
Okay. Well, great.
All right, Will. Well, thank you very much for having me on. And
thank you for your time.
I hope you get to make it over here.
I plan on it. I absolutely plan on it. It sounds, and I will be signing up for my first ratings class. So that's an opportunity to start to get my ratings, which I would love to get to the point where I actually can instruct and try to get some more people over here in Louisville or in Kentucky flying. So
that's great.
Only me.
You know what? I thought of one more important thing here.
Oh, go ahead.
We have tons of demo equipment here. I mean, everyone is so, usually at these fly-ins, everyone's just very friendly and giving of their gear to qualified pilots. So if there is one particular wing you'd like to try out, you will usually find someone that's willing to let you use that gear. And it's kind of the gentleman's agreement. You know, you break it, you buy it, type of deal. But Andy McAvin is with Mac Para is usually there.
And excellent.
He's always generous with his wings. And,
the new, four? Yes.
We need to make sure that Andy brings that.
Yes.
Definitely.
I've eyed the Eden for a while, and now they got the four out. I can't wait to see it. So.
Yeah, last year he brought the Velvet. And, boy, I'll tell you, that was a the most wanted wing. I mean, with the high winds that we had going on, that wing just sliced right through it, rock solid. It's a great wing.
That's one of the reasons why I love going to the fly-ins. Perfect example, a wing, I'm looking for that second nice, you know, the second wing, the one that, you know, I'm stepping up from what I consider a beginner wing, and would like to get that that next wing. And it's for a guy like me.
Everybody's got different tastes.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody's got different tastes for wings.
Yeah.
And what's nice is being able to come, and you could literally, there will be so many different wings. You could fly a different wing every flight.
Yeah, that's what I would. That's one of the main reasons. Like, I would love to. I want to come to some, to a show like that. So that's excellent.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Well, Brett.
So I'll do my best to try to keep all the Q&As up to date on the websites. And if anyone needs to reach me, my email address is on my website. Feel free to shoot me an email. I might not be able to get to it right away, but give me about 24 hours and I can get back to you.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time.
All right, Will.
And, safe flying, and can't wait to, I'll tell you, I can't wait for it. I'll tell you, it sounds wonderful.
All right. Well, we'll see you when you get here.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Thank you for listening. Once again, I'd like to thank Rittenshaw for coming on and talking to us about his Memorial Day weekend fly-in, the 5th annual Memorial Day weekend fly-in. May 22nd through May 25th. Starts on a Friday, ends on a Monday. For more information, go to www.rvppg.com or go to www.contentdata.info/2009fly-in. All one word. What a great idea to have a weekend where you can pick up your ratings 1, 2, 3, and training or training ratings. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I've been flying for over a year, and thought about my ratings, but just like he said, some of us just, you know, well, I don't need my ratings, but I've gotten to a point where, you know, I think I do. I want to go ahead and get them. I would love to to be an instructor, just to instruct people in my area to get more people flying, because I'm the only one in this area, apparently, that's actually flying. No, I'm sorry. There's one other guy that's in Fort Knox. I take that back. I'm not the only guy, but I think I tried to get with him one time at the beginning of the summer, but he's real busy. So, the way I understand, there's a couple other people that are thinking about it and interested in it. So, but the best way to get more people into it, I think, is to instruct. So I do need to get my ratings, and I do plan on getting my ratings. And for more information on your ratings, go to USPPA.org. And I think he said it was under training. So I had one other thing for you today. Scott Adair, I think that's how he said how his last name, Adair. I was on the big list and had I saw a message that he had put in talking about an air festival down in Florida, the Valkyrie Air Festival. I think that's how you say it. But go ahead and go to the PPG Big List and punch in 53577. That's 53577. That's the message number that I just is what I was reading there. And he has a really nice write-up about it. I was going to bring him on so he could actually talk to us about it. A lot of times you get on, if you're like me, you get on a big list, you know, you just kind of skim through stuff. But when you get somebody talking about it, you tend to listen a lot closer. Sounds like it's a great time. And unfortunately, he wasn't really feeling very well at all. Get better, Scott. Get better. The other thing I was going to talk to you about is I'm going to do a PPG town hall meeting on Skype. I'm going to set a time. It's going to be 60 minutes. Put a message on the big list of what time, when I'm going to do it, and basically what it is is, come on and let's talk. Set a topic and let's just talk. And I will put it on Talking PPG Radio and let people listen to whoever came on their talk. So we'll see how it goes. And the last but not least,
when I was getting into PPGN, I wanted a helmet. I know some people don't wear a helmet. I suggest you wear one for safety reasons. A lot of people don't. Well, not a lot of people. Some people don't. I shouldn't say a lot of people don't, but most people don't want to spend $300 for a COM helmet. I'll show you how to make one, or tell you how to make one for around $100 or just over $100. So, thank you for listening. I have more interviews coming up, more people to talk to. People are busy. I've had a lot of date changes as far as interview time changes and stuff like that. So, bear with me. I respect the guys that put podcasts together, trying to a whole lot more, let's just say that. But anyway, hey, Will Jones here, talking PPG Radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye. Anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go and see the stars, Milky Way, even Mars, we could just be ours. Let's fade into the sun, let our spirit fly, 'cause we are one.